The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello and welcome to my brother mean advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. I don't know that I have the same level of energy as my two brothers. I'll do my
Rarely get it together. I mean, here's what I'll say.
Okay.
Okay.
I watched Jungle Cruise.
Yes, okay. You did.
Okay. But I don't feel like I saw it, and here's why.
Because you experienced it in your blood?
It's bad.
What?
It's negative. And honestly, I blame the filmmakers and Diz. I blame Bob Chapek all the way down, the whole Diz family. I blame them. Because 10 minutes into this fucking flick,
right,
Giamatti pops up.
You're fucking kidding me.
Now, my kids, obviously, from that point on, that's all they can talk about.
Big Giamatti fans.
Dad, when's Giamatti coming back?
Yeah. When's the G-Man back? When's the G-Man
Dad, what's with Giamatti's accent? Dad, do you think Giamatti made scale for this, or do you think it's a payday, mm-hmm. you know, or do you think it was a favor to the Rock?
Do you think he shot out in one day, or do you think he was there for a while?
Yeah. Do you think they just gang shot all the Giamatti stuff, Daddy?
Right.
And then it's like 30 minutes into this fucker, and Giamatti's just not hiding her hair.
Yeah.
Of Giamatti, and there ain't a lot of them around already.
Not even a post credit sequence.
Not even a hint that like Giamatti will return.
No way.
In Jungle Cruise 2, Jungle 2's.
You don't even get that bit where he reaches in and grabs the gauntlet and he puts it on and he slides some infinity gems in it and he's like, yeah. Looks like it's time for Giamatti to go to work. You know,
what was interesting to me is, so I watched it, and my 18-month-old daughter, all she was wondering was, like, we haven't seen Giamatti in a while. How much of this is makeup?
Right.
Something she kept asking. Like, it's been a while since I've seen Giamatti. You know, how much of that is just his look now? Because not all of it's bad, frankly.
The problem is, with COVID interrupting, they had to do a lot of it with computers. So about 70% of it is CGI Matti.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hey guys, CGI Matti.
No, it's better when you say it faster, honestly. The first
CGI
time.
Matti.
CGI Matti.
CGI Matti.
There you go. You know, and Dot kept asking me, like, how much of this do you think is just Giamatti single shot with him, like, looking at a tennis ball that then they, like, cut together with the Rock scenes? How much was he on set in these scenes? You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of single shots, you know, not a lot of doubles.
Yeah, it's like Sky Captain in the World of Giamatti.
Yeah, right.
And that's the episode title of today's episode. And we got that out 2 minutes
in. He didn't even fly out, from what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even fly out. Here's what happened. Giamatti put on one of those tennis ball mocap suits.
Yeah. And they said, Giamatti, we can do it with ping pong balls. And he said, no, I only work with tennis balls.
No, I only work with tennis balls because I want my movements to be very specific.
Yeah, exactly.
So the balls need to be much larger and yellow.
But he didn't do this movie specifically. So what Giamatti did, and this is smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
He stood in front of a camera and said every word.
Yeah, in the dictionary, not just English.
Yeah, Giamatti said all the words.
Because
China's the future.
Yeah, right. And he also did all the...
China's the future of entertainment.
He did all the movements, too.
And he was nude T-posing the entire time. He was fully naked.
Tennis balls glued to his nude body.
Right, and he just said, and just use this however you want.
Yeah, and he kept saying, I'm nude, glued, and totally rude, which was weird.
He kept saying that over and over again.
75 years after his death, Paul Giamatti will be the only actor that is in the public domain.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can use a Giamatti performance in anything.
Welcome to the Library of Congress. Let me show you around. I'm Hollow Giamatti.
You can use him to basically advertise anything at that point.
True. I didn't see the fucking flick. Yeah. But is yeah. it... I have been on the Jungle Cruise ride.
Okay. Yeah.
So is the most of the film Dwayne cutting up, pointing at things in yes. the water?
Hey, bud. I know that you're having some fun here, but this is the danger of having fun when you don't have the context. It's a lot of the...
It's absolutely.
It's like a lot.
It is one of the most accurate theme yes. park ride to movie adaptations okay. I have yes. ever seen.
Okay.
So much of it is a Jungle Cruise, yes. first yeah. of all. It is. You would expect the cruise to be the first half hour, right?
No.
There's probably more Jungle Cruise in this than there are Pirates in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Absolutely. Okay. You know how in Pirates of the Caribbean, when they made the movie, if you've seen it 9 times in theaters, which I did, there will be like little winks at the ride where it's like, oh, now the pirates are trying to tempt the dog with a bone, right? It's right. like with Jungle Cruise, they said, what if we did that, but it's hints at a movie within the ride adaptation that
okay.
we made?
Okay.
And like, to the point where like, I felt at one point that much like they do sometimes, like where Disney would be like, we stared at lions for 2 weeks before making Lion King. I imagine that Dwayne The Rock Johnson rode Jungle Cruise endlessly for like a week to prepare yeah. for this role because nailing it.
I did deadass read that he led some Jungle Cruise rides.
Hell
like
he did. Yes.
Which like how lucky do you have? That is some make-a-wish shit it's like, right there.
Okay. But here's the problem with what you just said is it's not true.
Oh, it's
what?
Not?
No, but here's the weird thing about it. I watched this Jungle Cruise. It's like behind the attraction or whatever,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So of course, you know I'm loving that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, living yeah. for it. And The Rock said to prepare for this role, I have actually led several Jungle Cruises.
This is what I saw.
Okay, but here's the thing that he said right after that. In this special, and he says, and if you're wondering why you never saw anybody talking about The Rock doing that, it's because it all happened in my mind.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting, Dwayne. So
isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
So, like, you can picture him, like, sitting in his bathtub, eyes closed, like, just pointing. And he has, like, put little, like, tape marks everywhere where he's supposed to point. And he's practiced until he can just nail it, eyes closed every time. And yeah. if someone walked into the room, they would get really worried about The Rock.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just, I mean, it's just what he's, I mean.
Just, like, laying in bed, surrounded by his crystals, and just saying, like, and there's the back of the water. And everybody's
I know how complete the visualization was. You know, like, to what extent was Dwayne, you know, imagining all of it, every second of it? Did he do the cue? Because it can get up there,
Sure.
Did he picture himself as a scrawny teenager leading it with a little bit of apathy, frankly?
It's possible. Hey, is there a scene in the movie where Dwayne points over the side of the boat and is like, and there's a, check out that wily witch doctor with his shrunken head. That's no way to get ahead in business. And then Emily Blunt is sitting in the front of the boat and she's like, this feels bad. Like, that feels
not quite that Griffin, but not far off.
Like, this feels like a pretty problematic portrayal. Like, I'm not here to tell you your job, The Rock, but even the Disney ride is starting to sort of leave some of this stuff on the old cutting room floor.
Hey guys, I don't want you to think I'm fucking with you, so I just went ahead while we were sitting here having some fun. I queued up this exact joint because I want you to hear it.
Cool.
I have had a chance to skipper many Jungle Cruise boats over the years in multiple parks.
Whoa, hopefully not like this.
And you're probably thinking, wow, I don't remember ever seeing you there, Rock.
Huh, he's absolutely right.
Of course you didn't, because it all happened in my mind.
And
it's so good.
It's one of the wilder things I've ever heard a human being, Rock or non-Rock,
yeah.
say. You know, it's like, it's a very wild thing to say from The Rock.
And can I tell you, with that context, Justin, thank you very much. It's not like he's saying, in preparing for this role, I pictured myself. He says in multiple parks over the years.
Over the years.
Why even add that detail?
It's such a specific. It would be as though he said, I remember Actually, in the it was July 13th, 2017. I did one.
That's when I did the Tokyo Disney one.
I did Tokyo Disney July 13th of 2017.
Yeah, whenever I get really stressed out on set, I just close my eyes and picture myself leading one of the Jungle Cruises. Jungle Cruise, take me away. Oh, God.
I just don't know why that would be the case. I'm so happy it was the case, but I don't know why it would be the case. You know what I'm saying?
Have you guys seen the clip of Emily Blunt and The Rock doing press day for a Jungle Cruise? And like a reporter asked him about Vin Diesel talking about like getting the best performance out of The Rock through like confrontation.
Did we not talk about that?
We talked about this.
Did we?
After the.
Oh, yeah. And then Emily Blunt.
We talked. I told you this, but it was after the episode.
We hate that the two of them are fighting. And it makes us so sad that we don't want to.
Well, they're they're the Pacino and that other guy of the modern day, you know what I mean?
But Bambino?
Yeah, Pacino and Bambino.
This is of course an advice show.
I only want to talk about The Rock imagining that he's The Rock. He looks like that. His body's crazy and strong, and he's affable and charming,
incredible
and famous,
body,
an incredible body, and he also has dream visions where he is the skipper of the Jungle Cruise ride at Disney at several parks.
You, Griffin, you've made me realize that, like, while I'm many a celeb by putting on perhaps a low-hanging hat and some sunglasses might be led on a VIP experience through a park and ride the Jungle Cruise, when you are a living mountain, as right. The Rock is, you have to imagine that it's tough to blend in. He might have
What could The Rock do? I'm not detracting from The Rock, who is, I think, of more of a movie star first and an actor second. So I'm not trying to denigrate his talent. He absolutely has his superpowers. That said, what could The Rock do to where he could host your Jungle Cruise ride and it would, and you would not instantly just be like, is everyone seeing this? The Rock is in charge of my Jungle Cruise, right? Like, yeah. I think what you're actually seeing is, like, they would probably do that, right? You don't even have to write your own gags. You choose from a selection of different gags to be a Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, you think
skipper.
The Rock would do that? You think The Rock would go stay on script, Justin?
No. I'm just saying it's not that hard. You know what I mean? Like, The Rock could do it. They would write some gags for him if he was nervous about it. It doesn't seem like he would be. But I'm saying it would be doable. But, like, he can't. And this is sort of what's sad about this is it's a prison.
Yes.
The Rock's life
is trapped in a beautiful prison. Yeah.
Yes.
He could do this and he has the juice to get it done, but he actually couldn't because people would be hurling themselves into the boat like a fucking scene from World War Z.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like catapulting themselves into this Jungle Cruise boat I'd swim up to the next one. You know, if I see The Rock through the backside of water,
stay away.
In another boat, I'm jumping
out.
It's
going down,
baby.
It's going down for real. It's got to be so rough for him to be on the Jungle Cruise. And by the Jungle Cruise, I mean any entertainment experience ever. And he's sitting there and the skipper's like, and look over there at that hippo. Those hippos don't lie. And The Rock is like, I'm stronger than this person. I'm funnier than this person. I'm
absolutely
more handsome than this
charismatic
person.
I'm more affable. More philanthropic, I bet.
The Rock is saying, I should be the skipper because I'm stronger, faster, smarter, and funnier than this person. But also, everybody else on the boat is like, I'm having fun on the Jungle Cruise with my dipshit kids. But fuck, wouldn't it be so much cooler if The Rock, who is sitting across from me, was doing the skip? Like, it's wild they're not letting him skip this one since he was the guy in the movie.
Yeah, why isn't Disney let Johnny Depp hide out in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Maybe one of the pirates.
Right.
Why aren't they letting The Rock
live there?
It sucks.
Man. The poor The Rock, man. It's such a bummer. He should be allowed to
do what he wants.
Just let him do what he wants. If he wants to do the boat, just let him do it.
I trust him. This is the thing too. Of like sometimes you know, like if you're ever getting on the tram ride at Universal, or you're getting the Jungle Cruise, where so much of it is about man. Even like a fucking ghost tour, I would love to have the ride. I'd love to have The Rock lead anything. But you get on it, and it's like, well, the ride is the same every time. It's all about the energy that the host is bringing to. If I saw that it was The Rock, I would be like, oh fuck it, strap in everybody.
Yeah.
This is gonna change our lives. This is going to be like senior year of high school level, like change our lives, everybody. Everyone in this boat is going to want to exchange contact information so that 10 years from now, yeah, we can talk to each other.
Like, we didn't dream it, did we? It really happened.
It was real, right? What happened to you? Well, after that, I cleaned up. I got my life together.
That was the kick in the pants that I've been waiting for.
That's what I needed. I called Deborah. I got her back. We're a happy family again.
Got my kids back from The Rock. We've been watching them, and that was so chill of it.
I really appreciated that.
You know, honey, I've been thinking. I think actually The Rock should be the dad of our children. Because yes. He's stronger than you are, and smarter, and funnier, and cooler.
I have raised children in all the Disney parks over the years. And it all happened in my mind.
Yeah. Hey, honey, you know how we met and fell in love on that Jungle Cruise that The Rock led? Maybe we should ask him to officiate. No, we should ask him to be your best man. Well, maybe we should ask him to be the groom. Yeah, that sounds great.
That's great. See you later.
Bye.
I've been...
Let's be in a throuple with The Rock.
A bunch of marriages in all the parts.
Right. Uh-huh.
Over the years.
Yeah, over the years. In my mind. In my mind...
I just love The Rock so much.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do some questions. I think The Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I don't
that.
Want we should have a there should be a name and a specific numeric distinction for like
the event horizon.
Right. The goof horizon where it's like, well, if we've talked about it for 20 minutes, at some point it has to be the entire episode.
Yeah,
and I want to
It's the war with Grandpa continuum. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. this is an advice show. Not a The Rock fan cast, although
unless the advice you need is who's great.
It seems like that would be a fun show to do. Although I'm sure, I bet it probably exists, doesn't it? The Rock fan cast,
probably rocking out.
I've recently started a new job in accounting where I have my own office. How do I decorate to make my peers think I'm a badass big business boy? That's from Corporate Capitalist in Kentucky.
Congratulations on your new level of responsibility.
Great job.
And opportunities for failure.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That's the other side of that coin.
What about the balls?
What? Oh, the swinger, the swinging.
Oh, the clicky clackies. Yeah.
The big clicky clacky balls, except here's the twist.
Oh.
They're really big. And there's only three of them.
That's cool.
Oh!
That's cool, right?
Yeah, so like somebody could be having a meeting like in the other room. It's like, I think we're going to have to let go like six or seven people. Clack, 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 clack. Jeremy.
Sorry, is that too loud?
That would be a power play though. Like, I'm going to start these balls a-clacking.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose inertia.
Yeah.
By that time, like you have until then to impress
them. Oh, yeah, then the meeting's done. Justin, can I take it and turn it a little bit?
Okay.
The balls are very tiny.
Hold on, let me think. Because this is something that I've been at. This idea is a big one for me. It's something I've been working on for a long time. The big three balls is like kind of
it's huge. Foundation.
Go ahead, Trav.
Okay. It's a lot of balls and they're very small. So you have like, let's say 35 small, like marble sized balls spread out in a line across the desk. But you set it up so that of that 35, 17 starts swinging, hits one in the middle, and then the other 17 swing from the other
way. That's physics, baby. That's how it would work, definitely, for sure. I love that. Let's do, but can I don't even want to take it in turn. I want to just add some spice on it, which is sort of what I do here, I think. Why just stop at that, the ball swinging desk object? Why not go to Spencer's Gifts and like... finally cash in that $100 gift card that you've been sitting on since your high school graduation and get the plasma ball and get a lava lamp, get that like thermometer that's like a tube of water with the different like balls inside of it that float up and
it's
down.
It's like density or something.
Yeah, get the bird that like dips in and dips into the water and then dips back up. Get a little, you could get like a small little water feature fountain on your desk. Like really turn your desk into a little amusement park.
I love that. That's so
I
fun.
Love that
it's
a lot.
Fine because then people, because then like it disarms people, right? First of all, people want to come in your office because they want to see all your cool stuff. They want to
touch
the plasma
ball.
That's the only thing, right? That's the only reason people go into Spencer's Gifts is like, hey, I wonder how it feels to touch the plasma ball. And you touch it and then you're like, that was cool. Does that towel have
breasts? Like a ball.
Does that towel have breasts on it? I'll buy that. And that's how they get you.
Yep.
So they're going to come in your office and be like, cool stuff, cool toys. And you're like, they're not toys, they're business objects. And then they are disarmed. And now you're the badass big business boy.
It would be like if you had a Nerf hoop on the door and then you just left a prominent Nerf basketball. And then the first time someone picked it up and you're like, what are you doing in this office?
Whoa.
This is a place of business. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
You could also, if you just wanted to, like, you know, the virtue posters, right? Make them a little whimsical to go with the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's just like you put fun on there and they're like fun and like business fun. And you're just like, what? What did you say? I said business fun. This is an office.
Yeah. You could also get those posters, but instead of it being things like dedication and diligence, working hard means, you know what I mean? Instead of that, have it say like abstinence. And people are like, what is that? Religious chastity. What does your poster say?
Cowardice. Does that say cowardice? Yeah.
Disrespect.
That's me. Melancholy.
Oppression.
What?
Hygiene. Wash those pits, Carl.
You can put out all the toys all across your desk. And then when someone, instead of shaming, when someone picks one of them up and starts fiddling with it, you pull out a clipboard from a drawer and make a small note, then put the clipboard on silently.
That's so good.
And go, huh.
Interesting.
Huh, okay. All right.
Interesting.
No one's ever done that before. Interesting.
That one. Okay.
50 mugs.
What?
50 mugs.
Each one more fun and whimsical than the one before. So you have one that just has the, like, minions on it.
Yeah, obviously.
Then a Garfield one.
Yeah.
And then one that says, like, do not meddle in the affairs of dragons, for you are crunchy and taste good with ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. I love that. Love that.
Man, can I tell you something? That was actually, I saw that on someone's mug one time when I was in college. And it's actually kind of traumatizing for me because it was the uncoolest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And it was actually hard for me to vocalize just then. I was like feeling bad saying it because I found the experience of seeing it the first time so painful.
Yeah.
Well, let's dive into that, Justin, because maybe it's just that you're unwilling to open yourself up.
I don't want
to
unpack it.
Well, what about you get one mug for every person that works in the office and you write their name on the bottom of it, but you keep them all in your office?
Oh, so they have to come to you to get
Well, so that
mugs.
They have the option, right? Because you go to the sink. Ah, Derek used my mugs. My mug's there. Well, I know Tom has an extra mug with my name on it.
For me, yeah.
I could go buy
my backup mug.
I could go get my backup mug from Tom. Yeah.
Sometimes I worry that none of our stuff is helpful.
You don't think that's helpful?
I just feel like if you did any of this, it would just make you a bad coworker.
Take the door off your office.
Do that yourself, like in Office Space.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, if you just do all the stuff like the Office Space man, everybody liked that guy at the end.
Loved Office Space man.
He thought he was funny. Everybody else did too.
And they just kept giving him more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that part, but everybody really loved that guy.
They really did. And the people who were working hard, they were getting fired.
Yeah, and he was hardly working, and he kept climbing up the wall. So anyway, here's the plot of Office Space.
Yeah.
A man gets hit
inside. Hey,
and in the middle, a man dies.
So I got a call from the wizard yesterday. He said he got some good stuff for me. And
drugs?
He actually drove by my house, and he dropped off this WikiHow article. And he said, don't tell. And then he drove.
He said it like that?
And then, guys, I swear to God, his car drove up.
Okay.
Wait, Griffin, did he make you walk outside and meet him in his car?
Yeah.
So he drove over to your house.
Well,
come outside and get it.
Our infant is home. And so, like, I didn't want him to come inside. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He already knows where you live. You're done.
Yeah.
I guess so. But anyway, his car
But
drove
you haven't
up.
Invited him in. You and haven't invited him in. That's very important.
That's all that matters. He drove up into the clouds. And here's a WikiHow that was
like at the end of Greece?
Yep, by Graham Roebuck. Thanks, Graham. It's a really good one. And this one's fresh off the press. This one's from June 2nd. So it's a hot one because the title of this one is How to Become a Civil War Corpse.
Whoa.
What?
And it's not like
getting
a time machine and do a bad job at Gettysburg. is one of them for sure, yeah. One of the big ones. Charging up a hill, defending a post, maneuvering a flank. Everyone wants to be the hero of Civil War reenactments.
Nope.
Yeah.
But one thing is always in short supply, corpses. Clutching your chest and falling down doesn't exactly cut it in terms of historical accuracy. This article will help you get started. Okay.
They didn't even have chests back then. A lot of people
didn't. No.
Here's what I would like. Before you even continue, this has given me the idea that I would like to be a corpse at a Civil War reenactment, but I would like to be there when everyone else gets there, and my corpse is part of a different thing. I mean, it's still I'm playing the game, right? But I just happened to be a corpse on the battlefield when they showed up to fight.
Which had to happen at least one time.
Right. Way more than one time. If somebody trips over a corpse in the middle of like a fresh new battle and they're like, stop the battle.
Who
didn't clean up?
And like, guys, can we do this mystery? Please?
Please? Just
someone's been murdered?
Is this one of yours? It's not one of ours.
This cat's wearing orange.
He's not one of
us. I don't think he works here, guys. Hey, other team. Stop war for a second. We have to come together to get all the clues to solve this one.
Then we can go back to us saying slavery is obviously bad and you guys supporting it. But first, we got to first.
Yeah. Travis, it was about heritage. A lot of t-shirts. I used to be confused too, but I saw a lot of t-shirts around here for me. It's about heritage, not hate. So
I see. Okay.
You don't actually believe that, do you, Justin?
No. It's especially irritating in West Virginia.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, even if I take you at face value, you know that we literally like, we're like, well, we're just going to scooch over here so far that we become our own state so we don't have to be on your team.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a good fit for West Virginians. So for you, we can rule that out, right? So it's definitely about just the racism, right?
It's just the other thing. Just the
racism. I don't know how to tell you guys this. You're all Yankees.
Yeah, you are definitely Yankees, and you just don't like black people. Like that year, so it's just racism.
Cool. Okay.
Cool. What would be a, it's hard to be a fun corpse, isn't it?
Well, here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Gangrene.
Okay.
You get shot in, you pretend to get shot in the leg, and then you spend the rest of the battle just going like,
slowly expiring. Does
this is never going to get better.
Leg medicine? Anyone?
God.
I'm up shit creek over here.
I wish we'd invented penicillin. Oh,
damn it. All right, so the first two steps, find your unit, do a Google search, find out where battles are taking place. Find out when.
It's a lot of work.
Make sure you have a period accurate uniform.
Ugh.
It says, remember, this American Civil War was fought between the Union and Confederate armies. Knights and stormtroopers were not at the Battle of the Shiloh. And then march in a battle. Some reenactors march in columns with their units. Others run onto the battlefield, waving their arms and screaming, it's your call. The next step is...
I'm doing that second one. Are you kidding me? I'm going to make myself look big to intimidate you.
The next step seems like the most important one. Step 5, get shot. Make sure you're falling over just as your enemy shoots. Nothing's more embarrassing than falling over to silence. You'll look like the world's stupidest soldier. Also, take care not to fall over after the sound of your own side's guns, lest you look like you got fragged.
Okay. Now, Griffin, do they give instructions on how to, you hear the shot, you fall down, but then you're like, I was just faking it to get your guard down, now I'm shooting you. And then what to do if the other side is like, I fell down, but I was faking it too, and I've got an invisible grenade.
Yes.
Boom. Right? Boom. And then you're like, okay, well, I have a chainsaw. And it's like, well, I have an invisible force field. Like, well, my chainsaw is magic and can cut through force fields. Well, my force field is scientific, so it's not affected by magic. That kind of thing? Is that in there?
Yeah, that's step 6 through 19 is all that stuff you just said. Clutch your wound. Spectators need to know where you've been shot and that it hurts, hence the clutching. It doesn't say...
Oh, my balls!
Yeah, it shows a person clutching the chest, but the copy doesn't say the chest. So,
No.
You could have gotten shot right in your beepus. and
well,
say,
that's
like,
the thing. In 1860, rifles were very inaccurate. They didn't have very good tooling on that. And so chances are you're not getting shot in the chest.
And as Travis has said, gangrene, a very, very genuine, you know, doing some home reno, accidentally, you know, getting a nail in your hand, you're fucking dead, dude. Like, you're not gonna, you're donezo. They don't have a thing, they don't have medicine for that yet. So clutch
anywhere.
That's
what I'm saying. You could get shot in the toe and go down and you're fucked.
And
you
you're
know what
dead.
I mean?
This one's wild. Prepare your death cry. This area is open to the most artistic interpretation. Most people go with, ah! But the more elaborate death cries could build backstory into your character.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
For example, try, this one's for you, Aunt B. Ah! Or,
what? No, you're not dying death for your Aunt Boo.
Or, this one's wild. I'm coming for you, Mr. Lincoln.
Sorry, what?
I'm coming for you, Mr. Lincoln.
I'm coming to heaven to kill you? What?
I also am pretty sure that during the Civil War, Lincoln was still
alive.
Kicking. Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
He was still alive. That would be a weird... How about, not again?
This is what the prophecy warned me about.
Not again.
Oh, no. And on my day of retirement... And on my birthday would be a good one.
Yeah,
it's my birthday, and I wanted was to kill Mr. Lincoln.
And also, I had a coupon for a free scoop at Baskin Robbins.
The most important thing with the death cry is you must interrupt whatever you're saying with. Fall down.
Except it takes a long time to die.
Yeah, fall down. If you're in the front rank, fall forward so you don't knock over the guy behind you. And if you're in the rear rank, fall backward. Very thoughtful.
What if you're in the middle?
Thunk. Ow. Fucking asshole. You bumped into me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, all I wanted was to kill Lincoln on my birthday.
And also, your bayonet is now for real in my shoulder. So that's a problem for sure, for sure, for sure.
You scuffed my fucking 18th century Pumas. Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm dead. Fall down.
I'm coming for you. What was his name? Guys, what's the guy with the hat? He's got the hat and the beard. What was his
Lincoln?
Name?
Lincoln?
Professor Cool Hat? No, that wasn't
I'm
it.
I'm coming for you, Professor Cool Hat.
I'll be straight with you guys. It'd be a lot easier to think about this if I didn't have a bullet in my toes. Lay there. You must remain still until the battle is over. An exception to the rule is if the reenactment allows zombies. See tips section.
I believe I will. Zip, 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 zip. Just quick question. Do you think that it would be get you in trouble if, like, you fall down and then you just kind of slowly pop your AirPods in? And you're just like, whoop. And then you just go back to laying there while you listen to, like, This American Life or something?
If I could get a time machine and I was doing my death cry, you know what I'd say?
What?
And I get killed in the Civil War, and I'd rather not get killed. So maybe I'd figure out a way to fake it. But, like, I would just shout, I'm inventing Spider-Man!
Oh, that's cool.
And so at the first, people wouldn't get it. Like, there would be, like, probably 20 people who are like, no, the craziest thing I ever saw in war, this dude was, like, after he got shot, this dude fell over, and he was like, I'm inventing Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
And it was the wildest thing I ever saw. And their kids would hear it. And then eventually they'd hear about Spider-Man, right? And they'd be like, hold on a second. I don't think you actually came up with this, Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. I don't think it's your baby. I think actually Justin McElroy, an old Civil War soldier, invented him as he died.
And then, who was that? Your battle, Justin? Well, it's Robert E. Lee. And a century later, his great-grandson, Stan Lee, was like, my papa's papa told me once about a man, a brave man, who invented Spider-Man. So I'm going to steal that from that dead fool because he didn't copyright that shit. But I'm going to add a hyphen so it's legally different.
It could be, I have no interest in LARPing as a Confederate general. That's not something that appeals to me in the least. But in the same vein, it could be fun to cosplay as, say, Stonewall Jackson and just be out there and get shot instantly and fall down and be like, oh, I landed on my little beeper and I shit my pants and I have shit. Like, if there's a high school there, like, oh, no, my always diarrhea that I have and I'm going to pass down to all my ancestors. Oh, no.
The only good thing about being on the Confederate side in a Civil War reenactment is that you know the exact picture that will be used of you when you get canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's nice to have that kind of image control, I think, because, like, that's the one they're running, right? Like, that's the one.
You know,
that's the shot, is you charging forward, saber aloft, defending the
for racism!
That's the image.
But then you look closer at the picture, and does he have his hand down the front of his pants, and he's wincing like his balls always hurt, and he shit his pants? Like he's making fun of Stonewall Jackson? That's fucking funny, actually.
Look here with a magnifying glass. That is pocket. Is that a note that says, I'm inventing Spider-Man?
That's This is a picture of Griffin dressed up as Stonewall Jackson. Fuck. Wait a minute, but look, his pants fell down and he's wearing a diaper that says I'm an idiot on it.
Oh, man.
I guess he fucking got
Shit, is this a Griffin did a protest. Griffin did a protest, everybody. What's he protesting? Stonewall Jackson, I guess?
Wait, but he was in the reenactment. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's the weird thing.
He was wearing a shitty diaper that he had drawn the words I'm an idiot on it with Sharpie. Wow, that's a powerful statement, huh?
Really makes you think about family.
The place where people fuck up in Civil War reenactments is they get out of their Yaris and they walk to where the fight is.
Yeah.
If it's me, kind of the bad boy of reenactments,
as you are known,
I drive the Yaris right up to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey guys, I fucking invented cars. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's plow through the Confederates in my Toyota Yaris.
Hey, everybody, get in. I'm sick of this bloody battle. We're going to go have an eating competition.
Yes. Let's settle this with food eating.
With food eating, as they say. Come on.
And that's how my great-great-great-grandfather, Joey Chestnut Sr. was invented. Excuse me, Joseph? Yes. People don't get invented.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Correct. Oh, excellent.
I guess I'm fucking high on hot dogs right now. Dog, I don't know what to tell you. Tripped out of my mind on sliders. Ate too many.
I got too many sulfates. I don't know what's happening.
Too many sulfates, bro. I don't know what to tell you. I'm in a hard headspace right now. I don't know if you saw, but I ate 4 pounds of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so I'm having a pretty bad day.
I just lied about my family. I'm sorry. And now I'm going to give you some Oracle of Delphi-style prophecies as I huff these wiener fumes.
I want to be straight with you. I don't know where the food goes. So my brain creates these elaborate lies to try to justify it. But, I mean, to be straight with you, I haven't pooped in 5 years. I don't know where it goes.
But I got lumpy arms. Help me.
The ripples of Joey Chestnut's bonkers actions every July 4th in this country radiates out away from the impact event, so much so that I feel like we spend the run-up to July 4th and also the rest of the summer after it talking about Joey Chestnut a lot.
Yeah.
In around Christmas time, that dude's as good as dead. But if it's hot outside,
the thermometer goes up, as does our awareness of Joey Chestnut.
Exactly. I will be like sweating outside, and I'll be like, man, I sure am sweaty. It's hot. It's hot like the summer months. July is a summer month. The 4th of July is a day in this month of July. Hey, Joey Chestnut sure eats a fucking lot of hot dogs, huh?
And the poor man every year it seems like he's breaking the record.
Yeah.
And that's gotta be, I bet there's some July 4th where Joey wakes up and says, I don't actually feel like eating a lot of hot dogs today.
You know what? I'm not actually in the mood for hot dogs.
I want to post up a respectable number, but I bet he wishes the first time he had won by one hot dog.
Yeah.
A little. He shouldn't have pushed it so hard. Just eat one more than the other person, because then you could break your record consistently by like a hot dog every year, not by several.
He could just stop, wait for the other person to be done and be like, what did you get up to? Okay, boop, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I eat one more than you. Let's take, okay, we need to take a break and serve the corporate overlords.
Sure.
Is that
I want to tell you about stamps.com.
Do it.
So here's what happens, right? You got a letter. You wrote a letter to your pal, right? This is your pal. They live in a different state, and you got to get this letter to them. You go to put it in the mail. What? Oh, no. I don't got a stamp. What are you going to do? Drive to the post office? No. You're going to use your digital scale, and you're going to print off postage right from your computer. Yes, my friends, this is the future we're living in. The future is now with stamps.com, a website on the World Wide Web that can give you postage for your letter to your pal. You can print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk ever or buy any fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and standard printer, and it's not just U.S. postage. You could do UPS shipping services from your computer as well. They offer deals you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates, and you never leave your desk, ever. Because you're going to ship it, the post office person is going to come to your desk, leave the door open a little bit, and a note on the door that says, please come to my desk and get this letter, and I'll give you a Dove chocolate. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And they've really emphasized how safe Stamps.com. We promise you will not die using Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with our promo code, MYBROTHER, all one word, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MYBROTHER, all one word. That's Stamps.com, promo code MYBROTHER. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. It's totally safe.
Food waste is a massive problem in this nation, and there's a lot of different ways you could address the problem. Well, here's one great way. It's imperfect foods. You know, every day, delicious groceries just, they don't look so good. You know what I mean? Like, they don't look like in the textbooks.
Oh, like the weird ones where you look at and you're like, what is that?
I prefer to use the term imperfect, Trav.
Yeah, but I mean like a durian or like a star fruit.
No. Not the intrinsically weird ones. Oh, okay. Like the sort of like off-brand ones. You know, the Imperfect Foods is turning this around by sourcing quirky but delicious foods and delivering them in a way proven to reduce emissions. Did you know?
No.
In 2019, this is shocking, 35% of the food supply went unsold or uneaten. That's wild. That's a wild amount of waste. So you could get these delivered to you and cut down on this waste. It delivers by neighborhood, which is a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first 4 orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first 4 orders. That's an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code is my brother. Try Imperfect Foods now, and for a limited time, 20% off your first 4 orders. Imperfectfoods.com, and use my brother to sign up.
And then you can sign up for my new dating website, Imperfect Dudes.
Isn't that all of them?
Tell me about it.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them.
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play.
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies.
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as 3 video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
What?
It's been too long.
I want a munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a very brief podcast within a podcast. We spend a lot of time talking about Jungle Cruise, which in hindsight was the right move.
Yeah.
I have.
If we don't talk about it now, when are we going to talk about it?
When, if not now, when? Last week when it was released.
No.
Don't be crazy. We can't go back in time. Don't be silly.
We were busy talking about Halloween.
We were talking about Halloween. Very, very briefly, Marble Slab Creamery has Hot Cheetos milkshakes. But that, I don't have a story. I just want to let you know that that's happening.
Okay. Thank you.
You could, if you have one of those around you, you can go get some hot ice cream. So there you go. Bojangles. Now, you guys know the sad tale of Bojangles is pertains to me personally, Justin McElroy.
The one near you closed.
No, sir. The one near me got extremely popular. So popular, in fact, that they had to redirect traffic, as I detailed in an episode of My Brother and Me. They had to redirect traffic because there was such a massive line to go to Bojangles. And then they opened another one, and everybody's like, well, fuck this. There's two of them. And somehow they cannibalized each other's businesses to an extent that they both shut down. And now if I want to go to Bojangles, got to drive 2 hours to Lexington, hard pass. So they, this is why I'm angry about it, because Bojangles has unleashed a new hand-breaded chicken sandwich. And it's Whoa. Just like,
But
Popeyes just last week said, we're sorry to start the war, but we're ending it now. Let there be peace. And Bojangles just stumbles drunkenly with no appreciation for what balance, the delicate ceasefire that they are unsettling. They're just like charging in here like, we got a new one too.
Now,
it's big like the others.
To be fair to Bojangles, I would say
there's no need for that. They closed, they broke.
But here's what I'm saying.
Don't have to.
Is if I was in the war, right, and I really wanted to kill somebody, there was someone I really wanted to kill, and yeah. the other side was like, hey, how about a ceasefire? I'd be like, give me one second.
Kill this one.
If you, yeah, oh, one quick. Let me just.
I need one quick thing that can't be counted as a murder, and then the war can be over, because I hate my friend Doug so much.
I'll definitely sign that paper in just a second.
I'll sign it, but they probably did that. Like, hey, we're about to quit and give up the war. Does anybody have anybody they really, really, really wanted to kill before it will be a murder in a second?
Yeah, I'd like to. Okay, you have 10 minutes, okay, but that's it.
How many months after it? Do you think people would kill people they didn't like and just be like, oh, the war?
Oh, I didn't know.
Over?
Oh, sorry.
Sucks, dude.
Oh,
man. Don't tell.
We don't have TV or internet or anything yet. So I just hadn't.
I hate my cousin Doug from Georgia so much.
And I swear I heard him saying some stuff.
He said he wanted to start. He said actually the words, I'm starting it back up again.
Yeah, and I was like, no, and I'm a hero.
I got confused then. And I felt like I was doing a good thing. Shoot.
Yeah.
Do you think when like the people were having this terrible civil war that was pitting American against American, brother versus brother, do you think
dad versus
one of the
dad.
Things they thought, dad versus dad, do you think one of the things they thought was like, well, this is so sad, no one will make jokes about it at least, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've just been reading the press release verbatim to this point. It's several pages long. Let me skip to, let me see. Civil War, brother versus brother.
Dad versus dad.
Bojangles knows a thing or two about delicious, perfectly flavored chicken served right. So who better to give fans a chicken sandwich that is sure to please? That's from Chef Marshall Scarborough, Vice President of Menu and Culinary Innovation for Bojangles. And we could say with confidence, the Bo's chicken sandwich is so cluckin' good.
Oh, God.
You know it could only be Bojangles.
I have one of my pet peeves is when people do that and they like take an obvious curse word and change it a little bit because like it's clearly there so that everyone knows that he meant fucking good, right? So all you're doing is just muddying the waters of just say, oh, hey, in this press release for a Bojangles chicken sandwich, it's fucking good.
you're not gonna like the rest of this press release. Listen to this extra description of the same chicken sandwich everyone has been releasing since Popeyes. Pillowed between a toasted and butter. I don't think you can. I don't think that counts. I don't think you can pillow it.
Nope.
It's pillowed between a toasted and buttered bakery bun. So the bakery. Okay. So it was baked in a bakery. Yep. Well, that's a hell of a thing. What a bun. Pillowed between a toasted and buttered bakery bun. Is a juicy, marinated chicken breast. Juicy marinated chicken breast, hand-breaded with crispy buttermilk coating and dusted with a secret mix of bold spices.
It's a fucking chicken sandwich. We get it.
Accompanying the chicken is a layer of creamy, zesty mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
Affixed, I say, with thick-cut dill pickles.
It's a chicken sandwich.
Our team had a blast perfecting this.
Wee!
Woohoo!
Give me another pickle, buddy. You got it. Woo!
Oh, man. I've eaten 12 of these things, and I'm having the time of my fucking life.
Whee!
They had a blast perfecting this sandwich. We can't wait.
I don't miss my kids at all.
I'm not going home. I sleep here.
I'm
love these
pillow
things.
Myself on this bun for a pillow.
I'm pillowing myself on this pillow. One flavor-packed bite will have even the most well-mannered person saying, "That's so clucking good."
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck did you just say? You're usually so well-mannered. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just so clucking good.
I'm kicking you out of seminary. Get out of here.
This is actually, this next one may be one of the most sort of soul-crunching things I've read on Munch Squad, and it's a pretty high bar at this point, but I think I can't believe I had to say the thing about meddling in the affairs of dragons and also this. Staying one step ahead of the, quote, "so good you could put it on a t-shirt," end quote, reaction this sandwich is bound to elicit, Bojangles did put it on a t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
And a tote bag and a bucket hat.
No.
Fans of the brand can snag theirs here, and it is a non-functioning link that's not linked to anything. So I guess I had to go to their actual just like website, and they have like a bag, and it says "so clucking good" on it. And then there's a Bojangles retractable pen for 95 cents. So I do have to credit them for their reasonable prices on this stuff. They got an airbrush koozie that says Biscuit Beach on it.
Well, I do like that. Wait, hold on.
No, huh?
It's pretty good. They got t-shirt that says "We're the Real Dill."
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a lot of Biscuit Beach merch that
Biscuit
I actually
Beach.
Need them. Greetings from Biscuit Beach. It's a yellow top. Man, I'm getting this
please
shirt. Anyway, I can't try these, so let me know, you know, if you want to fuel the chicken sandwich wars, stir them back up again, head on over to Bojangles and or get it at the app. You know, they all have, everybody's gonna have an app now.
Just real quick before we move on to the rest of the show, I'm workshopping a new game in my head called Would You Rather.
Yeah.
And it's where Justin and Griffin get into the mindset of Dan Rather, and then I ask them if Dan Rather would do something, and then they answer me as to whether or not Dan Rather, they think as Dan Rather, if they would do it. So I just need people to tweet at me things that they would want to know if Dan Rather would do or not.
Yeah, I think our audience definitely knows who Dan Rather is.
Yeah, so if you want to send me those, you could just tweet at me and just add the hashtag Would You Rather.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed
yourself.
Man,
we helped less people than normal, and that's saying a fuck lot.
It's less than normal.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, real quick, let's just do one more because I feel so guilty.
Okay.
Last year, my wife and I moved upstate and bought some chickens, embracing that gay farm life. My family and hers have been watching and cheering on our chicken raising journey all along, which has been great. But the other day, I got a text saying my cousin just got chickens too, and they're the really fancy kind. You know, with fluffy legs and head tones. Take your word for it. Now, my family always brings up her chickens when I try to talk about mine. Brothers, how can I get my family to see that mine are the superior birds? That's from High Class Hens in the Hudson Valley.
Man, I was about to make like a Pokemon joke, right? Where it's like, you got to make them battle. And then I realized like, that's cockfighting. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is Pokemon, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
No. Uh-oh. Geodude, I'm sorry. Hold up, guys. Let me get on my. I gotta get on my Game Boy. Geodude, I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't know.
I gotta let go a lot. Well, I can't let go of my Geodude. He's my strongest one.
Damn.
Okay,
it.
Pidgey, you're free.
Buy 2 dozen eggs from the store. Put 2 dozen eggs underneath your chicken.
Yeah.
Send a video of your family. Like, anyway, I'm doing my regular stuff today. Going to get the eggs from the chickens, and then you lift the chicken. And there's 2 dozen fucking eggs under this bad
But
boy.
You don't. Just be like, the normal number.
Oh, a regular haul today. Good average work, Joan, the chicken.
Could you shave the other chickens? Not pluck, that sounds terrible, but just like trim the feathers back on these fluffy birds so they look a little dumb, you know, like when a dog gets wet and the like all their hair goes flat. And you're like,
are you talking about sabotage?
Oh.
Are you talking about sabotage?
A little bit of sabotage.
Are you talking about indulging in the nefarious art of sabotage?
Perhaps I am, Justin.
What's going on?
It's just a big amount of
sabotage.
Just a wee whiff of the old sabotage. A little under-the-table leisure mane that goes by the name of sabotage.
Perhaps I am, if you are rapscallion enough.
Some ill-intentioned legerdemain, which I like to think of as sabotage.
Perhaps I am, Justin.
Griffin!
Yeah.
Did you hear the news?
Yeah, I did.
Travis, your brother.
Yeah.
Has suggested sabotage. Do you have any thoughts about this most intriguing development?
I was just thinking it'd be pretty cool. If former Reds third,
we're on tenterhooks. I can't wait to hear how you employ sabotage. And
so far, we have two gentlemen chicken saboteurs.
Yeah,
how will our third brother figure into our machinations of sabotage?
I was just wondering if it would be badass if former Cincinnati Reds third baseman Chris Sabo released a hip hop album called Sabotage. That would be cool.
I'm telling all of y'all it's Sabotage.
Jung Jung. Chris, do you have to do all the guitar sounds with your mouth? I don't know how to play the instruments. Do you need a ball thrown?
I'm also writing another song called Sabo Name. It's the best I've got.
Sabo Name?
Sabo Name, Sabo Name. Hey, Chris, we're going to have to let you go. I get it.
Sorry, Chris. Sabo.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I thought this was my thing after baseball, but it's not, you know, whatever.
Do you think that's the first joke we've ever done on the show that Jesse Thorne liked?
finally blending his passions for hip-hop and baseball. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our program. Now this is the end, and we helped that person with the chicken, so now we've earned our rest. But we really appreciate you being here with us. It's always such a joy and a treat, which is a joy.
Yeah, that is a joy. We've got some new merch over at MacRoyMerch.com. Our pin of the month is Work of Fart. It is wonderful. And it benefits One Tree Planet, which is dedicated to making it easier for individuals and businesses to give back to the environment.
They asked us to keep, when we told them what the pin was, they were like, we'll
Thank
think on
you?
It.
Thank you, I guess. It helps create a healthier climate, protect biodiversity, and help reforestation efforts around the world. There's also some pixel art stickers of their brothers and everything else. And the My Life is Better With You by Montaigne music video premieres Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And that will be at bit.ly/Montaigne, MBMBAM.
And thanks to Montaigne, of course, for the use of that
scene. Of course.
Hey, y'all want the final Yahoo?
Yes, please. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. This one was sent in by Randy.
Ooh, what a get.
Quaid.
Oh.
Sorry, did you say Quaid or Quaid?
Randy Quaid. Okay. That's what it says.
A different person.
This is from Randy Quaid at gmail.business. And it's...
Why did you talk? Why did you give out his full
name? We don't usually do that.
Fuck, I shouldn't have said that.
And he lives.
All right. It's also asked by Randy Quaid. Why does it say? Why did he?
He sent his own question?
His own question.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. And it looks like Randy Quaid asks. Hold on. It's loading. What time does Ponderosa Steakhouse close?
My name is Justin Travis.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. It's better with you. It's better with you. My life.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.